Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study in Bible numerics titled The Number 5 in Scripture. This is part 2 of 2.
What happened if Johnny back there, you know, is thinking, yeah, I think I could sell some of this. So he goes and tries to make some a batch of this stuff. We've got friends, people. Charmaine's made soap. We've been using. We haven't had to buy soap in I don't know how long. And then that's for the bar soap. And then we had the hand soap by Elizabeth. Yeah. And we've had people we know, and they like to send us things every once in a while. And I've never thought, never once did it cross my mind that they were trying to tell me I stink. But man, that homemade stuff's better than what you get in the stores. Just, you know, you gotta be careful. Sometimes they'll put something that you might be allergic to. But they know I'm so super sensitive. They don't send me anything like that. But let's say Johnny thought he was gonna make some money and do this. What would happen to Johnny?
He died. He said he cut off from his people.
Yeah. That's it right there, that Bible. That Bible says that right there. Exodus 30:33. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be what?
Cut off from his people.
So you take those five ingredients and make holy anointing oil, and you're not a priest, you die. Five and death. You can't see the connection? Bite the dust. Yeah. I'll go off on something. I was going to say something about Freddie Mercury. I'm not going to. Mayday call. How many of you are in? First, I didn't even know if it was. We were talking about something downstairs. We were talking about that. I've seen stuff on cartoons and I've always wondered, is that real? Do they really do that? And I see on Bugs Bunny, Mayday, 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 you know. And I'm thinking, what are they saying, Mayday? What's that? Well, the distress call of those endangered of certain death. When you call in a Mayday, you think you need help or there's a possibility of certain death. That's why you call in a Mayday. It's not a joke, so don't ever get out there and start yelling Mayday if you don't mean it. The distress call is pronounced three times, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. They make you say that three times. Five, five, five. January, February, March, April, May. Isn't that something? Then you have the paganism Mayday holiday. Huh? No. Pagan, but not the same holiday. May 1st. Now there's two holidays. This is the pagan one. And it's the pagan celebration of the end of death of winter. Death. The pagans identify when all the trees, the leaves fall, and then it all goes into like hibernation. They make that death. And so Mayday is the celebration of the end of death. Everybody seen them dance around the maypole? Have you ever seen that? Anybody seen that in real life? Just Dave. Anybody else seen it? Ever seen a maypole?
That one is based up. We would have a carnival for both of them.
Yeah. They don't even really know exactly what goes with the purpose of it. It's they know it's from pagan sources, and they believe originally they would do this around a tree because the tree was coming to life. Death had come to an end, you know, and all that. And they believe that some people claim it was, they were used to be a nude thing, a naked thing, like a Wiccan thing. And but I'm just curious because I'd never seen that. You know, I'd never seen it. But they say people do it all over the country. There are places where they'll dance around the maypole in May. But that's again death and May, the fifth month. And then there's the communist May Day holiday. How many of you heard of that? If you're in a union, you've heard of it. And they celebrate the victories of communism. Communism. And so this is probably one that Bernie Sanders enjoys, and that Ocasio-Cortez, some of them. Communism has killed more than 100 million people. Think about that. That's in less than 150 years. More than 100 million people. Communism is a philosophy of death. Celebrated the fifth month. First day of the fifth month. Five and death, over and over. Here's just a thought you'd enjoy this. This is from the Communist Party USA website. On May Day, join the fight against the Trump agenda. Why? Because communists hate Trump. And we say that's a good thing. You ever notice they'll do it again in a couple years. They'll call on Trump to denounce David Duke, the KKK, the white supremacists. They never call on the Democrats to denounce the Communist Party, the black Hebrews, the black Panthers, you know, the Antifa. You ever notice that? You know why that is? Because your news media is fake. That's why. Just thought I'd throw it in there. Yeah. If they were real, if our news media was real, they would do both. They would say, hey, Trump, you need to denounce the KKK, David Duke, and white nationalists and all that. And which, of course, he does. He says, I don't support them. I don't need their... But they want him to get up there and, I guess, scream and yell or whatever. But they never went to Hillary. They never went to Obama. They never went to Bill Clinton and said, denounce the Communist Party, denounce the Democrats, socialists, denounce the Black Panthers, denounce... They never do it. Because they're fakes. Anyway, Hitler, you ever heard of him? Guy with the little mustache? Oop, I went too far. So much like the Antichrist that many believed he was the beast. And it is interesting that he, like the Antichrist, tried to annihilate the Jews. And what's really interesting is, what's the number of the beast?
666.
Hitler's number was 555.
Wow.
No, that's his party registration. What's interesting about that is that he was actually number 55. But they started with 500 because they wanted to make it look like they had more members at the time. And what's also interesting is, and we'll mention this again in our number study in a couple more studies from now, he changed his card. What number do you think he put on there? What? No, not 666. That would have been something. One number. Somebody said it. Seven. He changed his number from 555 to 7. Why? Because the Antichrist is going to claim to be God. The number 7 is God's number. Isn't that something?
The only reason he wasn't the Antichrist is because the Jews were not in Israel at the time.
Well, I just rephrase that to say that we knew he wasn't the Antichrist for that reason.
Right.
He also wasn't a pope. The final pope, it will be. But anyway, that's a good point, though, Mark. I mean, he was used of God. 555 was used to get the Jews back in the land for 666. Remember Jeremiah talked about he would send hunters and drive them back into the land. Isn't that something? So there's Hitler's number, 555. He killed how many Jews? If you're...
6 million.
If you're an honest student of history, it's 6 million. If you're a replacement theology, anti-Bible Protestant, or a Baptist, so-called, like Stephen Anderson, people like that, they try to claim it was maybe 1 million. They also tried to deny that there was a Holocaust. Did you know that was going on in Baptist churches around America right now? People are turning into Jew haters, and they're being filled with the spirit of Antichrist. And when the rapture happens, they'll be the ones left here to take over the churches, independent fundamental Baptist churches that will follow the Antichrist. According to the Old Testament, where do you stab someone in order to kill them?
Fifth rib.
Amen. How many do that? Fifth rib. Do you know that? You'll see it over and over in the books of the Old Testament. 2 Samuel 3:27, and when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother. Five. Count five ribs, stab, and they'll die. Now, don't do that unless you want to go to prison. But it's just a matter of fact. I'm not encouraging you to go try that at home. Do not try this at home. There you go. Now that's different. You're being attacked. You got a knife and you got to protect yourself, your family, etc. I don't know. You have time to count five ribs, but give a good guess to five ribs.
Your wife knew you the answers, so watch out. Trying to sleep. Don't go by.
Doug, I have to be honest with you. I am very glad that we get along so well, because if we didn't get along so well, I would be scared. She shoots better than me. She can count the fifth rib. Yeah, no. Huh? From the top, I believe. It might be the middle if there's 10 ribs. How many ribs we got? I'm there. I can't count mine anymore. I got too much fat. That's going to be hard for her. If she ever wants to get that fifth rib, she ain't going to be able to count my ribs. Is it 12?
Yeah.
It might be from the bottom. Y'all look that up, especially if you ever plan to use that information. Is it from the bottom or the top? Good question.
Yeah. I guess it would be top, just because I'm guessing that would probably puncture a lot.
Now Noah's going to have us doing homework. We're going to figure that one out. All right, I think this might be the last one. It's a good time, about done here. On the cross, Jesus suffered five wounds. Did you know that? Where are the wounds? The five wounds of Christ on Calvary. Left hand nailed, right hand nailed, left foot and right foot nailed, and then pierced through the side. Now, he had wounds on his back and his head, but those were before he got on the cross. These were on the cross. He laid down on the cross. They nailed him. So there's five wounds of Christ. What did he do when he was wounded on Calvary? He died. Five in death. Five in death. And there are many more examples to confirm this study, but I'll let you look those up and keep checking those things out. Five and death. So we've got one is unity, two is division, three is order, four is witness, and five is what?
Death.
Q&A. Anybody? Questions? Johnny?
I've got an interesting connection on another one for five.
Real quick, Charlie said the third is under the fifth rib.
From the top or bottom?
I think it's from the top.
I figured it was the heart.
Yeah.
Which would mean you have to make sure you get them on the left side.
You got to figure when you're doing CPR, right where you're getting is right there at that fifth rib.
And it's right at the, if you count, that's how you do it. If you go to the bottom of the sternum, that's where the fifth rib comes in. That's right how they define it. Take a look at your diagram.
Okay, so Johnny, go ahead.
For a connection for the fifth day.
Yeah?
I can connect that to death, because if the fifth day, it's I just looked it up.
Oh. Cheater! No.
God brings the fish and the birds
and
the sea.
Yeah.
And we can. Like maybe that's sort of a death reversal. But because God twice used water,
Well, let me, let me help you out with this. What day did Jesus show up in the dispensational day system? When did Jesus show up? Under law, fifth dispensation. And we talked about this, and some of you have studied this. The 6 days of creation, or 7 days of creation, if you count the seventh day rest, are a picture of the dispensational system. And life doesn't show up until death. When it comes to the dispensational system, Jesus had to die for us to have life. And so that's the day when life shows up in creation. That's thinking. We got a couple more minutes.
They use the illustration of the corn that is planted and then it has to die.
Yep. Did you have something or somebody this direction? Or did somebody ask something?
Charlie also agrees it's from the top.
Well, if Charlie thinks it's from the top, then it's got to be from the top.
That's right.
Well, what are those here on the diagram?
Huh?
It was
from the top.
I believed you when you said it, Dave. I believed you. Charlie just confirms what Dave said. Yeah, I guess if you're shooting and you aim for that fifth rib, that's probably a good place to shoot, too. So I don't ever want to have to do that. We joke about it, but one of the things I hope to get out of this life without doing is killing somebody. Huh? No, hunting. I'm already guilty of that. I've killed many a squirrel in my day. Huh? Once, and that was enough. After that, we did give them to people who would eat them, but I collected their tails and turned them into, tried to turn one into a hat, and I failed. But I did. Yeah. All right. Well, the night is young. The old balls and others are going to go celebrate by watching bombs and things. Things explode. Loud noises and smoke. What did you say, Janie? Yeah. I'll watch it on TV.
Once upon a time, there was nothing. That's right, nothing. And it exploded. You see, Darwinian science teaches that space, time, and matter are not eternal. So at some point, there had to be nothing. And since Darwinian science denies any sort of creator God, then we are back to nothing. But within this nothing, we are told that matter appeared from out of nowhere. So nothing produced matter from out of nowhere. But not just a little matter, but all the matter that ever has been or ever will be appeared in the form of a tiny speck. So let's start there. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there was a tiny speck. That's all there was. It came from nothing out of nowhere. And that's all there was. There was no space or time, just a speck smaller than an atom. A speck that was so incomprehensibly dense with matter that it contained everything you see and do not see in the universe. Yet, it was so small that it could not be seen by the naked eye. But it was there. The priesthood of Darwin, that we call scientists, like to call this speck the cosmic egg. Not an egg laid by a cosmic chicken, but just a cosmic egg produced from nothing out of nowhere. But because this cosmic egg is so small, Some have preferred to call it the cosmic pea. Others prefer some other name. So there it was, all alone. Our tiny little heavyweight universe, the size of a speck you could not see. Where did it come from? Who or what put it there? And if the universe did not exist except in the form of this tiny speck so small it could not be seen, where is there? What was this nursery that held our tiny little overweight universe in limbo from an unknown origin and for the duration of what could have been immeasurable numbers of billions or trillions of years? If space did not exist, but the cosmic pea was there, where is there?
Just a minute. This is an Oakland bulletin. Be on the lookout for there. It was there, but we don't know where. Over.
And who or what put there, there? And who or what is the who or what that put there, there? Let us just call the who or the what that put there, there, in order to place the cosmic pea there by the name of it. We are to believe that it put the cosmic pea in a place that was there, even though there was nothing there. How could it have been there if there was nothing there? If you are beginning to feel lost, confused, or simply acquiring a headache, you should know that scientific inquiry must lead us even further into a time and a place where time did not exist and there was nothing there to call a place a place. So we are to believe that it made a place we call there that wasn't there, and placed the cosmic pea there, where nothing existed except this cosmic pea. The cosmic pea was a speck so small that it could not be seen by the naked eye, but it was there, and there is a place that did not exist, but was put there by a who or what we call it, since we have no idea who or what it is. And that, dear children, is the theoretical basis upon which the Darwinian theory of the origin of the universe rests. For obvious reasons, the Darwinians attempt to divorce the theory of the origin of species from the origin of the universe. But those of us who have not suspended logic and reason remain resolute to demand that they deal honestly and fairly with the fact that they believe and teach that something was there in a place that wasn't there, and that this something exploded and produced the wondrous, expansive, organized, and beautiful universe teeming with life and order that we now see. That is truly a fairy tale for grown-ups. I don't know about you, but I don't have that much faith. I will continue to believe in the Creator God, whose name is Jesus.
bless thee, and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord bless thee, and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. And be gracious unto thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance on thee and give thee peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee.